put together.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Foxy.
And then it was time for a wonderful, a wild, a wacky Wednesday edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And so the affable hosts, Jeff Byers and Scott Giese, settled into their seats in the plush studios.
I can't make my
right in the center of the Valley of Happiness. And everybody knew all was right with the world. Or something like that. Phone line is open. We have some open phone time here at 814-954-7266.
That shirt you're wearing is wacky. I mean,
it is a wacky shirt.
It is a lime green shirt.
Yep. With a cow.
I mean, with a cow. And a duck.
This is my Huntington Fair shirt from years ago milking contest.
I mean, you can see this guy from like miles away wearing this lime green shirt.
Day of shame for yours. Holy truly, mackerel. I came in last in the five-person milking contest.
So what, that's the booby prize?
No, we all got it for participating. It was a participation
prize. All right, that sounds like a plan. Mm-hmm. Friends, I'm getting spoiled. Another gorgeous morning. Now, I know some of you, all right, I know temperatures, well, depending on where you are, temperatures are up in the 50s now. But at least at my house, overnight low 45. And folks, I'm not complaining, all right? That works for me. We have blue skies, sunshine, low humidity, maybe a high today, I'm going to guess,
nothing
72, all right?
Do we see?
Just gorgeous week this week for like the first week of school for Penn State and K-12 and all that sort of thing. Last evening I was honored, as I've been for many, 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 many years, announcing Penns Valley Soccer, which I've done, gosh, since my daughter was playing, which was a long time ago. And it was a little cool, and as the sun went down, this is evening, all right, I'm out in the stands, and I see a friend of mine, and she's all balled up in a blanket. And I just turned to her, sitting next to her husband, I just turned to her, and I said, "What's the matter with you? It's August." It's like, "What are you cold?" It's August. Yeah, it's like it's not supposed to be this cold, but oh, it feels great. Folks, if you haven't, go out and walk the dog, something. Get out and enjoy this fantastic weather. However,
Always got to be a
however. Now, did this happen to anybody else? Now, not today. This is yesterday. Yesterday, all right? So I'm driving to the studio here yesterday morning. All right, so I leave my house, I'm driving along, again, beautiful day, yeah, a little chilly where I was, upper 40s, okay. I drive a little further, and uh-oh, it's the low tire indicator light. Here it comes. And I'm thinking, oh no, what is this? All right, why is this popping on? It gets down into the 40s, and that comes on. So I get to the studio, we do yesterday's show, do my work, blah, 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 head on out. First stop is a local convenience store to use the air pump. Now, I know, come on, how many of you either yesterday or today, the low tire indicator light came on? Raise your hand. Yeah, okay, I see a few hands, and I can say that confidently. Because when I got to that convenience store yesterday, there's two guys ahead of me. Okay, good. I'm not the only one. These two guys are like filling up their tires with air. Turned out, I think three of my four tires were just a shade low. All right. If you have, I assume most people have a vehicle with the low tire indicator light that pops on. Now I've got an old, can I call it a wreck? 2008.
I call it a wreck.
All right. And when the low tire indicator light comes on, it means one of the four tires is allegedly low. I say allegedly because there have been times in the past I get out my tire gauge and I'm measuring. I'm like, this doesn't seem so bad. So I put air in them anyway. Yesterday, three of my four tires were just a shade low, just below the, I don't know, the indicator or whatever it's called. So, of course, I'm putting the air in there. I ended up putting air, actually, I think, in all four tires. And then the idea, at least my car, get in the car, start driving, the light's still on. I'm like, oh, come on. I just put air in these things. I had to drive about a mile, and then off it went. I'm like, yes! Whew! Okay, whoa. That was close.
And the bosses thought the sound effect budget was going to be too much. That was worth it to hear the air being put in the tires there. That was good stuff.
That's about right, you know. Now, I do have one beef.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't hit this yesterday.
Hey, you can get a pretty penny for that beef these days.
Well,
so,
okay.
Hang on to that beef.
Not that kind of beef, all right? Convenience stores, I understand you're trying to make a buck, you're trying to make a dime, I get it, okay.
All right.
The convenience store that I went to, no free plugs here, okay. Convenience store I went to yesterday had a free air pump, all right. So you go and psst, psst, all right. Meanwhile, there are some other convenience stores where you go and I think it's like $1.50 to get air in my tires.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, okay, this is one to avoid. So if there's any convenience stores out there where you actually charge people to put air in their car tires, I will go elsewhere. Okay? So maybe you need to swap that out for a free. Come on, how much money do you really make off of the air pump? Meanwhile, you make a lot of people angry, like, well, wait a minute, I don't have quarters, I don't have change, I got to pay for air? Okay, let's move on. Now, also something happened yesterday, which has never happened before, all right, at my house. So it's in the afternoon, I'm home, I'm doing things, I'm in my kitchen, I'm doing some things with dishes, and I look up, and here's this big bug on my kitchen window. This bug was like the size of a quarter.
This is a big bug.
This is a big bug. All by himself. Maybe it's a her. I don't know what it was. And I'm thinking, oh, what the heck is that? I don't think I've ever seen a bug like that. So I start to take a closer look. I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. No, no, no. So I pull out my phone. I do a quick little reference. Sure enough, a spotted lanternfly.
Oh, no.
At my house. And we've had guests on this, all right, going back a ways. I've got to reach out to our College of Agriculture friends, see if we can get some more good guests on timely topics. But we had a guest on this. This is this invasive bug that is gradually spreading all over Pennsylvania, and it chews up a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
They say if you see one of these things, you're supposed to smash it. All right, so what did I do yesterday?
I went outside
and I smashed it.
Good job.
All right, yay. And sure enough, it's got the little spotted things all over its wings, and it's kind of has a red section underneath its main wings. I'm like, oh, man. And I start looking around like, okay, well, there's one. Is there more? I could only find one. There was only one, thankfully. So I smashed him or her. And now, here's my complaint.
Oh, you got a complaint, do you?
Yeah, I'm complaining again.
Okay.
All right. When we had our Penn State ag guests, I remember one of them said, you know, they would like for people to report if you encounter a lantern fly. They want to, you know, keep track of this stuff. Okay, so I thought I better report this. So I jump online, do a little web search, find the appropriate. Now, this isn't through Penn State. This is through the State Department of Agriculture. And maybe I just wasn't doing it right yesterday. That's a possibility because I was a little irked to see this bug. I'm like, oh, man, I don't want those things here. So I wanted to report. Well, apparently, if I got this right, in order to report that a bug showed up at my house, I have to go to this website. I have to make a login and a password, and stopped right there. I'm like, oh, for goodness sakes, why do I have to make another login and password? Can't I just say, here's the bug. Here's where I live. Go. All right. Now, at one point, though, I did see a map of Pennsylvania, and about, oh, man, three quarters of the state have had sightings of these invasive bugs. Pretty much the only place that was still not marked was the northern tier. Northern tier of the state was unmarked. So apparently, now again, these bugs are coming up, I guess, from the south, I believe. And so, no surprise, the northern tier area hasn't had any, I guess.
I was surprised.
Center County was marked. All right. So in other words, I'm not the first. Other of these little critters have been sighted. But I would say I live in Gregg Township, Penns Valley. So maybe you've seen these things like this week or recently. And yeah, you're supposed to go out and smash them. All right. Just because they're bad. Especially, I read one piece, they're especially bad when it comes to grapes. And like grape wine, grape vines and so on. So for our local wineries, of which we have some, I have to assume they're already keeping an eagle eye for these bugs because apparently they are very destructive when it comes to vineyards and so on. So watch out for these things. I saw my first one at my house yesterday. Ugh. Oh, I hate these things, but please, login and password? Oh, for goodness sakes, really? All right, I need money. Who needs money? Raise your hand if you need money.
Me.
us.
I want money.
All right, here we go, the Powerball. All right, no winners recently. So tonight's drawing is at least $815 million. Yes, that's big. All right, that's really big. So, I don't know, rush to your favorite store or whatever and get a ticket or get together with your pals at work and pool your money and what all that stuff is done. I guess we'll find out, I don't know, tomorrow morning if somebody nailed this thing somewhere. $815 million. I'm thinking if they don't hit it tonight or if we don't hit it tonight, the next round, could it actually go up to $1 billion with a B dollars in a few days? I guess that would be, that'd be Saturday. That'd be this weekend, I think it is. Could it actually jump up to $1 billion? Maybe. It might. It's like, holy mackerel, that's crazy. So get your tickets now, blah, blah, blah. All right, now here's an event today. It's already happened. I'm sorry, it's already taken place.
It's already over.
It's already over. All right. This is over in Spain. Now, this part of Spain I'm talking about is 6 hours ahead of us. So it's already like 2:15 in the afternoon in Buñol. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Buñol, Spain.
Well, we can't let Spain be ahead of us. Let's get Donald Trump on this. We cannot allow Spain to be ahead of the United States, for crying out loud.
No, stop.
This is an outrage.
No, stop.
We have the best people in the world, and we're letting Spain be ahead of us. And you're saying by a pretty good margin.
Don't give Trump ideas. Hey, I want to change the clocks. I'm going to do it because I'm the president. All right, don't get him started, all right? All right, we have news about him later in the show. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, he'll get the idea. We need to change the clocks. I'm going to change.
We want to be first.
It's like, oh God, no, please. So apparently, in this small town of Buñol, Spain, today was the 80th anniversary of what they call La Tomatina. La Tomatina. This goes back to 80 years from ago. All right, 1945. On this day. Now, if you remember history class, all right, World War II in Europe was over at that point. So, you know, people were, I don't know, breathing a sigh of relief and finally stopped fighting and all that sort of stuff. And apparently in this small town, a bunch of kids, I'm not exactly sure why, but a bunch of kids in this town, apparently a significant bunch of kids in this town, started a food fight. All right. And apparently the food fight involved tomatoes. That would be the tomatina. All right, so they end up with a street fight, and apparently they start hurling tomatoes at each other and probably other things of food and so on.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it didn't last long, but apparently it was wild, and the kids went crazy in this town. And so somehow this town has been observing this food fight for the last 80 years. And so they had this food fight again this morning. Now, it was only for an hour. It started promptly at 11 a.m. local time. Now, again, the six-hour time difference, that was 5 a.m. our time. So, again, this is actually over. But now, this isn't just a local event. I've got one story here. This is unbelievable. 22,000 people apparently showed up for this gig today.
A lot of people.
And they threw tomatoes at each other for an hour.
Seems like a good time. Let the party continue.
Now, this is somewhere in downtown Buñol, where they covered the buildings with tarps because you don't want to mark up the buildings. It says here the local group, whoever's in charge of this, brought in 120 tons of overripe tomatoes. Where the heck do you get, first off, where do you get overripe tomatoes? Where do you get 120 tons of overripe tomatoes? That's crazy. Now, this is not a freebie. Now, if you were local, you're free. If you're from Buñol, you're free. But all these out-of-town, I mean, people literally from around the world showed up for this gig. Now, they all had to pay a fee to take part. You had to buy a ticket. All right, it says here 15 euros, because this is European Union. That's about $17.50. Now, that's affordable. All right, that's not so bad. So you buy your ticket, you show up, I guess you grab your tomatoes, and at the appropriate time, you just start hurling them. And they did this for an hour this morning. Now, kudos to the folks from Buñol. This isn't just a one-hour event. They've turned this into a week-long festival, which is great. That's really smart. All right? This is their day in the world. You know, Punxsutawney Phil has his day on the world stage, right? One day, February 2nd, boom, everybody goes to Punxsutawney. All right? On this day, everybody goes to Buñol, Spain. You grab tomatoes and you throw them at each other. I saw some pictures of this. I mean, people are like head to toe in red tomato juice, pulp, stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a couple, a guy and a gal, and they're laying on the ground surrounded like in mushy tomato, and they're kissing each other.
Yep.
I'm thinking, okay, that's quite a date.
So, good times were
if you do a little web searching right now, look for La Tomatina, and I will assume pictures of today's event are probably already posted. La Tomatina. I don't know. We should talk to our Adventure Bureau friends. Maybe that's something they'd like to try. By the way, do you have the Iron Man story? Is that in the sports segment? Or
We can mention that.
That's a big, big announcement that they had yesterday. And, of course, the other big announcement yesterday, and I know my friend, the Ironhead, look, I know you're married. I get it, okay?
Uh-huh.
But I know you were heartbroken yesterday.
No, I'm very, very excited.
Oh, you're excited.
Absolutely.
All right.
The world is a better place.
Your close personal friends, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Told you it was true, love. Told you!
Officially engaged.
We knew it.
Although apparently Travis Kelce's dad did some interview yesterday because, again, people are all wound up over this.
Well, yeah, how could you not be?
Allegedly, they got engaged 2 weeks ago. That was his claim. This is actually two-week-old news.
I was told to keep it on the down low until they released it publicly
terribly
yesterday.
Sorry. Okay.
But, yes, it was a couple of weeks ago. Got down on the knee. It was a wonderful moment.
Really? Okay. Very nice.
Uh-huh.
Don't have a date, don't have a location, but folks, can you imagine what kind of attention this wedding is going to get?
I don't think anybody's going to pay any attention.
Oh.
You think somebody's going to notice? I'll be.
I mean, this will be right up there with the royal wedding.
Whenever there's been a, and of course
that's a British thing. Whenever there's been a royal wedding, I mean, we have tons of television coverage and the celebrities come out, blah, blah, blah. Now, on this one, on Taylor's side, the celebrities will be coming out. On Travis's side, the football world will be coming out. I mean, get ready, folks. This could be a chart topper. Get it? Taylor? Chart topper?
Got it.
Get it? Okay. Is she going to write a song for her wedding? Well, she probably will.
Oh, yeah.
And will Travis Kelce, you know, tackle somebody for the wedding? Although he's a tight end. He would be blocking somebody for the wedding. I have no idea. But there it is. It's now official. I'll be honest. When these two farts started dating, my thought was, okay, this is a shtick. This is a stunt. This is not real. They're just trying to get attention for themselves.
Shows what you know.
I
knew right away. It was true.
I totally missed this one. I figured this was a stunt, and sure enough, somehow. Now, if this is still a stunt, they're really going the extra mile.
They're all in.
Oh man, they're all in. So watch for details on whenever the big day is going to be. Not when she's on tour. Not when he's playing football. So some off-season thing. I don't know, could it be in the spring? There's no football next spring. So Travis will play another season, and then he'll retire, because he is kind of up there in age a little bit. And he's got Super Bowl rings and the whole nine yards. He's doing great. Sometime maybe next spring, they'll tie the knot. Now, that's just me. All right, again, I thought it was a stunt. I got that part wrong. All right, let's take a break. Just don't hurl tomatoes at them, all right? Let's not do that. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We have our sports segment coming up next. Lots of stuff there. We have some open line time later. We have higher education news, good and bad. We have Donald Trump news, good and bad. Yes, please don't tell him to change the clocks. He'll try.
We can't let these other countries be ahead of us. Come on now.
All right, let's take a break, folks. Don't go anywhere. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models, plus get 50% off accessories like coverlifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Love has surely shifted my way.
Travis Kelce singing here this morning.
Apparently on helium.
We have Taylor Swift in studio. Oh, you guys are so cute together.
If I ever get the
Does anything else in the world really matter this morning? Travis and Taylor are together forever, boys and girls, and the world is all right. I mean, do we really need to even mention anything else? That's top of the news, top of the sports. Life is the way it's supposed to be. Tay-Tay has found true love. Travis Kelce has delivered. That was the big news in the world of sports.
Really? That's the big story.
We'll be back with more news and open phone time coming.
No, there's
some other stuff. Penn State football happens to be getting ready for its season opener. The Nittany Lions will take on the Nevada Wolfpack in a showdown at Beaver Stadium at 3:30 Saturday afternoon. Some bad news for the Nittany Lions. Wide receiver Josiah Brown, the redshirt freshman, has sustained a long-term injury, according to 247 Sports and now multiple other reports. The Malvern, New York native was a four-star prospect coming out of high school. He redshirted last season and now is expected to miss significant time, although the exact nature of the injury and a specific timeline are not clear at this time. Again, Penn State in its season opener on Saturday against Nevada at Beaver Stadium in what will be a 3:30 kickoff. As Mr. Giese alluded to, some very good news for the Valley of Happiness. The Ironman 70.3 Pennsylvania, Happy Valley, will be returning for a fourth year. But when we say bigger and better than ever, it is bigger and better than ever. This year's event will serve as the Ironman North American Championship.
Oh, that's big.
Boys and girls. That means, like, some of the best from all over the planet are going to be coming to Happy Valley to compete for a very large prize purse, and there will be more age group qualifying opportunities for the world championships. This is a big deal. Very, very cool opportunity for Center County. Of course, the three-year contract, if you've been listening to our show, ended this past year, and it's like, oh man, we really wanted to continue. They wanted to continue. There was, they said there's been some discussion, man, we could make this, like a really big event. There is that opportunity and it is, now a done deal. It will be, coming to Happy Valley. It'll be on, Sunday, June 14th. Here in 2026. So put that on your calendar and look forward to it. That is some really cool, really special stuff. Bellefonte boys soccer team earning a 3-0 shutout in the season opener over Phillipsburg Osceola yesterday. Connell Stabinger, Ollie Thornburg, and John Servant scored for the Red Raiders. Cameron Ballas had an assist for Bellefonte. The Red Raiders will visit Penns Valley Thursday in a 4 o'clock start. The Mounties also return to action Thursday hosting Tyrone in a big one at 6 o'clock. Penns Valley boys opened up the season with a 4-1 win over Clearfield yesterday. Sophomore Clayton Stover scored 2 of the Rams' goals, while Caius Kilmer and Luke Ruoff also scored for Penns Valley. On Monday, the State College boys soccer team tied Carlisle in the season opener. The Little Lions will be at Cedar Cliff today. Despite a strong start from Luke House, the Spikes fell to the Frederick Keys 4-2 last night. House allowed just one run in his 6 innings of work. He recorded 7 strikeouts. Trotter Boston had an RBI single, and TJ Salvaggio scored on an error for State College. Also last night, the West Virginia Black Bears secured the second half title in the MLB Draft League, so it'll be the Spikes hosting the Black Bears in the MLB Draft League Championship game, which will be 1 week from tomorrow at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The Spikes have today off and then will play their final home game of the regular season tomorrow evening against, those Williamsport Crosscutters. That will be Guy Gadowski bobblehead night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park.
Got something on that. Keep going.
You don't want to miss.
No.
Guy Gadowski, bobblehead night. Penn State's Kennedy Martin has been named the Big Ten Women's Volleyball Player of the Week after helping the second-ranked Nittany Lions open up the season with wins over 12th-ranked Creighton and 14th-ranked Kansas. She averaged 4.56 points per set in the two victories. She had 14 kills and 9 digs to go with 2 blocks and an ace in the win over the Blue Jays out in Nebraska in the season opener, and then followed that up with 18 kills, 5 digs, 3 blocks, and another ace in the big 5-set come-from-behind win over Kansas in South Dakota on Monday. Martin has now reached double-digit kills in each of the first 55 matches of her collegiate career. Of course, she transferred into Penn State from Florida this past offseason. Penn State has a couple of more ranked opponents coming up this weekend. Penn State will travel to Pittsburgh and will face 13th-ranked Arizona State Sunday at 5 p.m. and then 25th-ranked TCU Monday at 5 p.m. at PPG Paints Arena. That'll be part of the State Farm Women's Volleyball Showcase. Both of those matches will be televised by Fox. Pretty cool opportunity.
Women's volleyball is picking up in popularity. Really
big time.
Is. Yeah.
Big time. Ninth-ranked Penn State women's soccer team getting, first of all, they're up to number 9 in the rankings. They picked up 3 weekly accolades. Sophomore Aubrey Culpa has been named the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. Hannah Jordan has been named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week. And senior midfielder Julia Raich is an honorable mention to the top drawer soccer national team of the week. Pretty cool stuff. Penn State off to a 2-1 start on the season, and the Nittany Lions will return to action tomorrow night, hosting Santa Clara in 7:30 kickoff at Jeffrey Field. Be there or be square. You don't want to be square.
Well, it's a rectangle.
Come on, you
field's
losers.
A rectangle, actually.
Yeah, well, you got to be there.
Okay.
Or be square. Penn State men's lacrosse head coach Jeff Tambroni announcing that Nick Cardile has been added to his staff. He was a 5-year letter winner for the men's lacrosse program. He joins the Nittany Lions as an assistant coach heading into the upcoming season. Tambroni says, as a player, team captain, and bearer of the number 16, Nick demonstrated leadership, character, and an unwavering commitment to Penn State. His deep understanding of our program and its values will be invaluable as we continue to strengthen our culture. Cardile played for Penn State for 5 years, using that extra season of eligibility thanks to COVID. He was named to the Big Ten All-Tournament team in 2019 and was a four-time Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. He had been an assistant at Gettysburg College and, yeah, returning home here to Happy Valley. Very good addition for the men's lacrosse squad. Graduate student Ben Liskum has been honored as one of 20 student-athletes named to the inaugural All-State NACDA Good Works Fall Team, as announced by the National Association of Collegiate Directors of Athletics yesterday morning. These 20 student-athletes are recognized for their exceptional achievements in community service, athletics, and academics. Liskum with the Penn State men's soccer team off to a terrific start. He is a two-time Big Ten Sportsmanship Award honoree and the team captain for the Nittany Lions soccer team this year. NFL teams getting down to 53-man rosters. Eight Nittany Lions were among those cut yesterday. Tariq Castro Fields, K.J. Hamler, Kosiah Izzard, Davon J. Thomas, Jalen Kimber, Kalen King, Sal Warmley, all looking now to catch on with new teams. The Steelers and the Eagles getting their rosters down. The Pittsburgh Steelers do keep four quarterbacks on the initial roster. So Will Howard and Skylar Thompson both on the roster, along with Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph. The Steelers will open up the regular season a week from Sunday against the New York Jets. The Philadelphia Eagles getting their roster down to 53 players yesterday as well, as they gear up for the first game of the entire NFL season a week from tomorrow, hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Go Eagles! Become a big Philadelphia fan.
That's a great opening game.
In that
one. I'm loving that one.
Philadelphia looks to be like that. They're not going to be awful. There's an outside chance.
They're not going to be off.
Yeah, outside chance they could be pretty good. Yeah, you want to keep your eye. This is kind of inside information here on a Wednesday morning. You tune into this show, you're like, man, let's get some inside sports tips. Keep an eye on Penn State football and the Philadelphia Eagles in the upcoming season.
Oh.
Both of those football teams could be pretty good.
Could.
Before it's all said and done. Okay. Just keep an eye on them.
Thanks for that.
And thank me later for the inside information on teams to keep an eye on here in the upcoming season.
Thank you.
It's what I'm here for.
That's very good.
I like to help.
Yes.
As we mentioned, Penn State women's soccer up to number 9. They've moved up 5 spots from the 14th ranking a week ago. They're just going to keep going up on their way to a national championship, one of 6 national titles that will be won by Penn State teams in the upcoming season.
More insider stuff.
Well, that is correct.
Wow.
Again, just here to help.
Six.
Want to let you know what's really going down, what's happening here on the local scene.
Wow.
Pittsburgh Pirates. They rolled to an 8-3 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. They're 13.5 games out in the wild card race to the finish. Trying to build a little drama. Mitch Keller got the win after giving up 3 runs in 6 innings of 3 hit ball with 9 strikeouts last night. Henry Davis homered for Pittsburgh. Both Davis and Andrew McCutchen drove in a couple of runs. Brian Reynolds, O'Neill Cruz, and Jack Sawinski each added an RBI for Pittsburgh. The Pirates will play the third in the 4-game series in St. Louis tonight. That'll be a 7:45 airtime with 7:20 or 7:45 start, 7:20 the airtime here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. If you want to play along at home, I like playing the game at our house. When will the Pirates actually come on? It's just a fun game. If you want to, you know, pick a time, see how close you are.
Bad game.
But it's scheduled, you know, to be on the air at 7:20. We never know.
Okay.
With us. The Phillies again lost to the Mets last night, 6-5. Harrison Bader was 3-for-4 at the plate for Philadelphia, and he drove in a couple of runs. But the Mets have won the first two games and will go for a three-game sweep of the series tonight. At 7-10, the Phillies' lead is down to 5 games over the Mets atop the National League East. And my understanding is if New York wins tonight, that lead will shrink to 4 games.
Oh, my.
But if Philadelphia wins tonight,
yeah,
I have it on good authority, the lead will go to 6 games.
Oh, boy.
For the Phillies over the Mets,
okay,
atop the National League East.
Thank you for that.
So that's like a two-game swing. The difference between 6, if the Phillies win, and 4, if the Phillies lose. Hold on, let me get the calculator, make sure I'm right about this. 6 months. Yep, it is a two-game swing in the standings.
Insider information.
More information overload here on a Wednesday morning. You tune in for this type of insight, and we are happy to deliver it to you.
Absolutely.
Coming through yet again.
Okay.
That is a little something we like to call sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
My Orioles lost again to Boston.
Orioles.
I did the math without a calculator.
Padres won, but the Dodgers won too. So the Mad Turtles team is a game behind LA.
There's one to watch.
In the National League West. Yeah, that's actually a great, great race.
That's
going
a great
on
race.
Go Padres.
My Orioles are going to have to go 21-9 to finish at 500.
That does not seem like.
I'm not holding my breath on that one. So, anyway. Social media yesterday. All right. Just interesting stuff on social media.
Yeah.
Again, there are some creative people at Penn State. They do a really great job with, like, social media posting and stuff. And so they have a video clip of some of the Penn State men's hockey players getting the first look at the Guy Gadowski bobblehead. And it's hilarious. These guys, like, you know, they're holding it up and they're making his head bob and all this other stuff. And he's got a black tooth because he's in hockey.
That is correct.
I mean, it's hilarious. So if you wanted to get a look at this bobblehead, there you go. All right. And it's just these guys they're laughing like, okay, let's make fun of the coach. All right. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Now, there is the other story. Now, folks, watch out for this. First off, congrats to our friends from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. All right, yay. That Ironman North American Championship next June,
huge.
That's huge.
Yep.
That is really big. I mean, it was big before. Now it's tripled or something like that. June 14, that's a Sunday. Circle that day, like right now. There's going to be big buildup, probably the week before and so on. That is a really big deal. So congrats to, again, one of our valued sponsors, Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. That's a real win for them, okay? But now here's another big event. All right, now this is not official yet. Allegedly, it could become official with some announcement this week. Okay, that's fine. Let's go back to men's hockey. They play Michigan State on February 1st, and there is the gigantic rumor that this game is going to be played outside, and if it's here, it's a home weekend, they're going to do it at Beaver Stadium. Oh, my goodness. Now, we've been waiting for this forever at the NHL level, all right? I don't know why. On New Year's Day, they have that outdoor NHL game, which I find that fascinating. I think it's great. They've played it in Pittsburgh. They've played it in Boston. They've played it at Wrigley Field. They've played it was it Yankee Stadium? They've been Yankee Stadium? Did they play that? Okay. A lot of outdoor venues. They've played this NHL outdoor game. Can you imagine? Now, folks, again, it is February 1st. Yay, it's cold, or yes, it's cold. All right, might be snowy, okay? 100,000 people at Beaver Stadium watching a Penn State hockey game. Oh, where do I buy a ticket? I mean, now this is the rumor right now. And at least from one blurb that I saw yesterday, there could be an announcement this week of some kind about this particular game. I don't know, you know, the work they've done at Beaver Stadium, if I recall correctly, when the football season is over, which is, you know, for the home schedule, it's sometime in December. All right, somewhere in December, they'll probably either not play a game or not play a game, and then that's it for Beaver Stadium. We're done. All right? And are the construction people going to start doing stuff right away again? I don't know. All right? That's what happened this past year, right? Remember, they brought the press box down. Boom, down it went. And that was in, what was it? It was in January? When was that? Wasn't that January?
Back in the day.
Back in the day, all right? So this thing is supposed to be February 1st, so stay tuned. Again, if that is true, oh my gosh, people are going to go bananas about that one. Not only because Penn State's got a really good team this year, but 100,000 potential fans at Beaver Stadium watching an outdoor hockey game. Sign me up, okay? Oh, man, they're going to be coming from all directions. So let's see if that occurs, all right? All right, before we take a break, very quickly, yes, high school sports are starting. I announced a soccer game last night. You mentioned some other scores. We'd love to get more scores.
Yes.
We'd love to say, hey, we've got reporters everywhere. Are you kidding? No, that doesn't work that way. Mr. Ironhead, how can people report scores?
You can pass all of the information. I'll take whatever you have. Goal scorers, records, all of that stuff. Let me have it. You can either email me at ironhead99@hotmail.com. I do it old school.
Yeah, really?
ironhead99@hotmail.com. Yeah, Hotmail, it's going to catch on. And
it did.
Your other alternative is you could text me. My cell number is 814-441-0434. 814-441-0434. By the way, we'll certainly take all of the high school scores, any high school sport that you want to pass along. But here's the thing. You pass along a middle school score to me, I'm good. We'll pass that along. We'll put it on the website. You give me your kiddos. You know, we have Little League fall baseball coming up. We have flag football games going on at least a couple of different venues. You want to pass along your kiddos' team's results, any level, pass it along. We will share it, and your kiddos' teams could be live on the radio, and the results posted live on the website. So, please, we welcome any and all sports results here from the local front, anywhere in Center County, right here. And, again, you can email results to me at ironhead99@hotmail.com or text me at 814-441-0434. Either way works just fine.
Yeah, help us out. Like if you know, hey, I go to all of a school's volleyball matches, we'd love that information.
Absolutely.
All right, so like he shared his info there. Send it to us on a regular basis. We'll announce it. Yes, if somebody wants to pull fast one, we do double-check things, by the way. But, you know, lead us on and give us information. That'd be great. You got a favorite team? You want to make sure they get promoted? Send us their information. That would be very helpful.
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have open line time rest of the show. We may start a new segment here called Good Trump, Bad Trump. All right, I'll just stick with me. I'll explain a little later on. All right, and your phone calls, of course. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we will come right back.
Travis and Taylor are getting married.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, okay.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. They make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season. Heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
You've got to feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like coverlifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports.
The Fox.
We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. It's hump day. You celebrate as you see fit.
Okay.
Phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
All right, let's start with food news.
Now we're getting
food
somewhere.
News. Now, this first one is not funny, okay?
Wow.
For pet owners out there, there's a recall in pet food. I'll be honest, I've never heard of this company. I mean, first off, it's amazing how many different kinds of pet food there are these days. I mean, it's a stunning amount of all kinds of pet food from all these different companies. It's hard to keep track, if you will, but there is a nationwide recall for this one particular company because apparently they have detected either salmonella or listeria contamination, which is really bad. Okay, don't mess with this. This company is called Viva Raw. I've never heard of them. They're based out of North Carolina. I'm going to assume the word raw means, and this has been a push in pet food recently, it's just fresh food. All right, not food in a bag, you know, like dried food and so on. I see these commercials all the time for fresh pet foods. Okay, I'll be honest, I don't use that at my house. I don't plan to, but some folks are really into this stuff. Well, I guess when you have fresh foods, there is always this little possibility of, oops, didn't quite keep things clean or some kind of problem. So apparently it says here this company distributes to retailers in 7 states. Now, Pennsylvania is not one of the 7. New York is. But they ship nationwide because, come on, if you do this sort of thing, Chewy, Petco, PetSmart, you can order stuff online and have it shipped to you. Okay? Caller, hold on. We'll get to you in just a second. If you've got these pet foods, Viva ground beef for dogs, Viva beef and turkey for puppies, Viva ground chicken for dogs, Viva chunked chicken for dogs, oh, for goodness sakes, Viva chicken for cats, and Viva Pure Chicken. If you happen to have that in your house, you better check to make sure that you can possibly return those for like a refund and so on. Don't mess with this stuff. Salmonella, Listeria, bad, bad, bad. Be careful there. All right, let's take our call.
Boy, you were right. That was not a funny story at all.
No.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk. Oh, he got it.
What the heck?
Hey, my neighbor in Philly was salmonella. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Sal? Good old Sal. Hey, how's he doing anyway?
Yeah. I'm in the mountains of Virginia.
Oh, the
Virginia. As I like to call it, Virginia. And it's amazing how everybody wants cell service, but they hate cell towers.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Come on, get over it. You know,
we want good smooth roads too. I just don't want to wait for the construction.
Yeah, there you go.
But hey, just fix those without bothering me. That's what I want.
Yeah, I'm almost back in Pennsylvania.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh, we lost him. Look
where'd the cell tower go? Oh, he's back.
He's back. Go ahead.
I said I'm going from Tennessee to Pennsylvania back to PA for the Grange Fair. Is it still on?
It is not. It is all over.
You're
all
about right. A week late.
I was listening to the last ads, and I thought it was on. But let me ask you this, guys, because you really know NFL better than I. Is it true that the NFL is allowing boys that think they're girls to dress as girls in girl outfits and be cheerleaders? Is that true?
Okay. They're not dressing as girls. They're dressed as guys.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think they think they're girls.
They're guys, and they happen to be cheerleaders. Colleges do this all the time. There's plenty
but I
mean, there's male cheerleaders in college, like, all over the place. And has
no,
been.
I know that, but I thought so. The article that I read alluded to that they were dressing in like women and putting on makeup, you know, like a Halloween costume, and they were cheering as girls. So that's not happening then.
No,
that is not.
They're cheering with girls. But they're,
well, that's always happened.
They're just guys. They're just, they're cheerleaders.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing.
Yeah, no, effeminate guys doing that, that's no problem. But they...
Not going gonna, there
you know,
either.
Somebody, my friend of mine passed away, really good woman, and can identify her as a woman. I was talking to the funeral director, who was a pastor. He said, well, I don't like cremation. He goes, what about you? It being cremated? I said, no, I don't want to burn twice. Sorry. once is enough for me, you know. But one more question on the NFL.
Yeah.
Are they allowing men who think they're women that dressed in their Halloween costume to go into females' bathrooms? Because I read that they're allowing that now.
First off, I don't know. Second off, I'm sure, again, this is the Minnesota Vikings. They have two guys
That's
on the cheerleader squad now, okay? Yeah. And I'm sure when it's time, they go into the men's room or the men's side. Yes, there's a video online with two of the Viking female cheerleaders, and it looks like they're in a bathroom, and then the two guys show up behind them, and they're doing what cheerleaders do and so on. And I think it's simply whoever shot the video, for whatever reason, shot it in a bathroom. Why? I don't know.
I got you.
So the insinuation, I think, that they're all sharing the same bathroom, no. Whoever took that video happened to take it right there. For whatever reason, I don't know. That's it. Non-controversy.
I'm thinking that, you know, when I took home Mech back in the 70s, I probably, if they allowed it, you know, would have dressed in a woman's outfit, you know, like a Halloween outfit, maybe use the girls' bathroom. But I think every teenage boy would have done that. I mean, just, you know, identify as a woman, don't you think?
Okay, well.
And one more thing. Do you guys think Title IX should be pulled? Not Title IX, but the funding based on Title IX should be pulled for schools that allow males who think they're women to compete against women in women's sports, where Title IX was there to protect them. Now, these are real issues.
Oh, for sure.
Well, they're real issues, yes. And Trump and company would want to do what you just described. Okay. Some colleges are already fighting this.
So they think men should compete with women in their sports. Wouldn't that eliminate women's sports?
Well, they would disagree with the way you just described it.
Because they're a bunch of retards and idiots. And I can tell you this, my girls were in college playing a female sport and a male came there, they wouldn't have to worry about a suit. I'd go in there and beat the crap out of them. And I'm just telling you that.
I'm sure
you
would.
You don't do that. And thank God Trump also signed a decree that anybody burns the flag goes to jail for a year. I think that's not enough. We need to bring back the whipping post like that in Delaware.
Oh, boy.
And get volunteers. You burn the American flag, we're going to whip you. Not 100 times, but 1,000. Like you're a little baby.
Caller, we've missed you so much. Because I disagree with virtually everything you just said.
Well,
why I don't like Republicans. Because you're right. Republicans are a bunch of liberals. You're a bunch of socialists.
No, I actually disagree with you on that one, too, with the flag burning. While I think it is a despicable act, I also think in a free society, you ought to be able to burn anything you own. Now, if you're taking a flag from somebody else, now we have a different story. But while I find the act despicable, and I think you should be rightfully vilified by those that see the act, I am not a fan because I think that then we get into some very dangerous territory of, all right, well, if you're not allowing the American flag to burn, then you've opened the floodgates here on, all right, the government can tell you what you can and can't do with your property, and I'm not a fan of that.
No, not even a little.
Actually, Jeff, in reality, I agree with you, believe it or not, because actually, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in favor of it because it's speech and expression. But here's the slippery slope. When you do that, expect to get violence. because you're inciting people. And that's what they were arguing over. It's called inciting people to violence. If somebody calls your mother, if somebody called my mother a whore, I could probably punch them in the face and get away with it because they incited me to violence with fighting words, And this is what the Supreme Court debated with this issue. I happen to side on the fact, on freedom. I mean, I'm being facetious there, but I do think you should have the right to do that, but expect the consequences of calling your flag a whore in front of people. I mean, that's what you're doing, but you may suffer the consequences of violence because you're inciting people. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, caller, now hold on. That violence is acceptable?
Sure it is.
Wow.
That's how this country was founded. As a matter of fact, the Supreme Court claims rights are only granted to belligerent claimants in person. You must be warlike. So, yes, sometimes violence is necessary. You don't win a war by swinging a purse. And this is where the government schools are wrong. You know, when Christ said turn the other cheek, he didn't mean stand there and take a beating. He said walk away from the idiot. Try to walk away first. But if someone comes up to you, Scott, and says a bunch of foul things about your kids and your wife and your mother and is in your face, you probably have the authority to sock them. And they'll consider that fighting words, and no jury would ever convict you. So there are some
caller,
that hurt your kid.
Caller, I've got to disagree. I mean, there was the recent story in Cincinnati where a couple of people were beaten to a pulp. And allegedly, I don't know, one of them, I guess, said something which set somebody off. And then a whole bunch of people jumped in and beat these two people to a pulp.
No, there's a difference between that kind of violence and
fighting
just popping
words?
Someone off.
The
difference is popping someone off to shut them up is different than harming them. You could only use enough energy on an individual to protect yourself. You can't go beyond that. But you can incite violence. You know, that happens with speech. If you get in front of a black person and use the N-word, expect you're going to get a punch in the face. And the chances are they're not going to prosecute them because that word is so vile. You know, it's life. They used to duel. Remember that? 100 years ago, if you insulted someone because there are... People think, I can just say whatever I want. No, you can't. We're a self-governing nation. You have to respect the other person, and you just can't face them and burn another nation. Listen, you have a right to do it, but I would never burn the flag of another nation to insult them or insult their mother or their country or their culture or their religion. But if you do, expect the results of insulting them with your fighting words. And that's what the Supreme Court said. Very interesting. Do I think people should go around beating people up? Obviously not. No. You know, violence is the last resort of a scoundrel. So, you know, you don't want to use that unless you have to. But I think we should take all this into consideration when we're seeing what's going on with the Republic. And when real men come back, we get rid of 80% of the rhinos. And all the Democrats, we have real men running the country again, like Donald Trump, who, by the way, I'm going to vote for again. And I think the argument should be made that's two consecutive terms.
Okay.
I think he can run again.
No, it's two terms total.
I don't know. Let it go to the Supreme Court.
Two terms total. But thank you for your
call. Let it go to the Supreme Court. Hey, and then we'll do what the liberals do. Once the Supreme Court makes a decision, we'll ignore them.
Yeah, there you go. Go out and
let's take a break. I mean,
appreciate it.
Folks, when we say an open phone program, we're not kidding, all right? So when we come back, if you'd like to chime in, we'll give you the phone number. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider. Only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. Hey, make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Stay big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox.
Hey, you, let's fight.
Them's fighting words.
You got that G.
It is a Wednesday morning edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. You want to fight? Give us a call, 814-954-7266. Put your dukes up and give us a ring.
Oh, boy. yeah, open phone. Yes, you can talk what you like. Where do I start? I mean, that Cincinnati story, we haven't really talked about that here, but again, these two people got beaten to a pulp by a crowd, and allegedly, one of the two people said something, all right? I'm assuming some kind of a slur of some kind. And then one person just got lit up, and then a whole bunch of other people decided to pile on. And there was a woman involved. She got knocked out cold, and she got a big black eye and some other injuries, had to go to the hospital. I guess the same for, I think it was a guy, got beaten to a pulp, and everybody, you know, punches and kicks and the whole nine yards. Folks, we can't condone this. I don't care what the guy allegedly said, all right? We can't condone this. And again, I've been trying to follow this from afar. You know, this happened in Cincinnati, the city. And apparently some city officials essentially are putting the blame on the two people. In other words, well, you had it coming.
Oh, yeah.
They were beaten to a pulp and sent to a hospital. If you want to object to what somebody said, go fine, go ahead. All right? But you don't beat people to a pulp and send them to the hospital. And somehow that's fine. I don't know. Maybe you disagree. I just, that story just is like, we can't go down that road.
No, the inciting thing is a fascinating discussion point, in my opinion, because we all do, whether we realize it or not, you do have the, you control your response. Like, you are responsible for your response to something. Now, there are some, I will concede, there are can be extenuating circumstances, and I think it's interesting to discuss those. But, you know, we've had several instances, and unfortunately, it is becoming more common, where you have athletes and coaches responding to fans. These are fans who, in some cases, I would say, yeah, they are crossing the line with what they're saying. Now, it's worse. Now, it's listen, if you're throwing something from the stands, right, you need to be removed and not permitted back into the stadium. If I had my way, ever. Like, that would be done. But when it comes to words, I think more and more people, for some reason, are feeling entitled that they can say whatever they want. And listen, this is kind of like we discuss every now and then the difference between teasing and bullying, and that line can get blurred. I think part of a healthy childhood is you need to learn how to take being teased. That's your buddies are going to tease you, and you gotta be able to roll with that, give it right back, that sort of thing. That to me is important in development, and it's an important part of just being a person. Hey, you get teased over different things. Now, different people will draw the line at different places on, well, that's not teasing, that's bullying. And again, we can discuss where that line should be, and it may differ from person to person on a variety of circumstances. The inciting thing, again, to me is very interesting, because there are fans that, and I'm bringing it into the sports realm, but obviously we can extend this to society, but there are fans, my opinion, you're going too far. If you are bringing up, a personal situation that has become public information, whether it's a player going through a divorce, in some cases it's a nasty divorce, we've had players who have, kiddos who are in dire circumstances, right? Have disease that they're fighting or an illness. And we have had fans, again, not common, but it has happened where it's then been reported, if you're using racial slurs and that sort of thing. Like, I think we would all agree that's crossing the line. But if a player goes into the stands and tries to physically assault, or in some cases even just verbally respond, right? The league comes out, well, we can't tolerate this. Well, again, to the caller's earlier point, if you're calling somebody the N-word or a specific derogatory term, or, again, you're bringing up really important personal stuff, to me, again, you've gone too far. I don't think... Now, I don't think you should be in the stands in that case. But do I think we should allow players to come up and physically assault you? No. But I do think players should be able to say, hey, that dude is, this is what he said, and I think the arena staff ought to then say, excuse me, you need to be out of here. We don't... This is a venue for our players to play a game. And again, different people may draw the line at different places, because there are some really funny, my opinion, heckling that goes on with athletes. And yeah, I think that's part of it. But you got to kind of know where the line is. And it's kind of the same thing in society. If after a big win, everybody's downtown and everybody's all liquored up and we're, hey, let's go burn this police car over here. Well, yeah, you're inciting. Now, do the people that actually do the lighting of the police car, do they need to face direct consequences? Because, yeah, they still have, you can hear that and say, well, no, that's crazy. Why would I light a police car on fire? That is stupid, illegal, wrong. Go on down the list. So, yes, the fact that somebody said it is inciting it, but also you, right, a sober, normal person would say, no, that thanks for the suggestion, but that's kind of crazy. The flag burning, again, I can understand. I do understand why it causes a visceral reaction within some. Man, that is, you are talking about, for many of us, our home country, the, I would argue, the greatest country in the history of the planet, for providing opportunities for people to go and live the life they want to live. And so I get it, man. That's wrong. But here's the thing: I watch some of these protests at the gates and on Allen Street, and I think these people are nuts. And some of the stuff in some of these protests, by the way, I'm talking some specific protests. There are some where I'm like, yeah, kind of agree with the point you're making. But some, like, oh man, I completely disagree with you. And what I do is I drive by and I go on down the road. Or I walk by and I listen to the protests and I'm like, man, those people are just completely wrong. I think that's despicable what they're saying. And then I move on with my day. I don't say anything to them. I don't let it get to me. It is possible to watch the American flag being burned and say to yourself, boy, that's a moron, and carry on with your day. We get into dangerous territory here, my opinion, when we start, all right, well, we're going to put, it's just automatically a year in jail. Well, what if there are circumstances where you're supposed to burn the American flag? Right? If it touches the ground, I don't know all of the flag etiquette. Forgive me, I know, but there are circumstances. Well, so you can't have, what if somebody takes a video of me burning the flag after, if it's already shredded, the wind, it's been up at our house for 12 years, the weather has battered it. It's like, all right, now I'm supposed to burn the flag. Well, somebody takes a video of it. I'm on my property. It is my flag. It's like, no, this is what I'm supposed to do. Hey, this person burned the American flag. It's an automatic one-year jail term. Well, no.
No.
They're not burning it in protest. They're burning it out of respect. It is what is supposed to happen.
Yeah, but even if you burn it in protest.
Well, yes, but I'm saying even, like, so intention, in this particular case, though, if you're saying it is illegal, I don't think we're actually saying it's illegal across the board, or if we are, again, then we've got to change the whole flag etiquette that the military and all patriotic Americans have followed, for a very long time. But the problem is then, all right, what is next? All right, the American flag, nope, you just can't burn that. It's a one-year jail sentence. First of all, even if we agreed, and we don't, I want to be clear, even if we agreed, yep, you shouldn't be allowed to do that, a year in jail. if you are truly upset about something, again, I don't think it's ever good. I don't think it's ever right to burn the flag in protest of something. I think there are much better ways to get your message across. I don't know anybody ever, not ever once, did burning the American flag cause somebody who was previously against whatever you're protesting say to themselves, oh my gosh, that guy is so upset, he burned the American flag, I need to reconsider my position, and he's probably right. And it's usually a he. That's why I say he. I'm sure there have been occasions where women have burned the American flag. Pretty rare, pretty few and far between.
Yeah, it's
usually
guys.
Guys. So, first of all, if you are doing it truly out of protest, presumably you'd like to persuade some people to your side. That is not doing it. Not ever. Completely ineffective. And so, stop doing it. But do I think you ought to have the right to do it? I do. Again, if it is your property, if you have purchased the flag, or again, you should not be taking other people's property and burning it. That's a whole nother. That is illegal and already has laws against it. But yeah, to me, you either get this freedom of speech thing or you don't. And I feel like both sides get it when it's on their side.
Yes.
That is, you're not understanding the whole again, we were taught this all throughout my childhood. That's the whole point of free speech is, yes, I find what you are saying absolutely abhorrent, and I defend to the death your right to say it. That we seem to be in this place where it's like, well, yes, no, I am completely for free speech. Well, no, not if you're not going to say something that I no, that's an awful thing to say. Well, right, that is that's the whole point of free speech is, yes, it is okay for people to say something that you find absolutely despicable. That is free speech. And then what you have to do is, again, you can try to confront the person verbally and say, man, you are really out there. That is completely wrong for you to say that. Or, my preference, go on to your day. But that's a crazy person. Good to know. Man, I remember seeing that person out on the street. I'm going to walk on the other side of the street next time I see them. Don't want to be friends. Don't want to hang out with them. Right. That's a perfectly fine response.
All right, we got to take a break, but let's take a quick call right
now.
Good
morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
This will be quick. I just want to reclaim some of my time since I haven't been on in 2 weeks. real quick. Jeff, you're 100% right. And I want you guys to think about it. You probably know it. Congress shall make no law regarding speech or expression.
Yes.
And the reason why it says that, any president has zero ability to make a law. He just doesn't have the authority to do it.
Yep.
It's political. It's just political to appease the base. I hate to say that. There is no way the Supreme Court will allow any prohibition against that kind of expression. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because you have a right to express yourself as long as you don't cause harm under Amendment 1. And if you know why it was Amendment 1, because it was that important. It was that speech, expression, and religion was that important. Yeah. I just want to say one more thing. If you guys get the opportunity, I did happen to see late at night the other night a documentary on William Penn. And he's not spoken of often. And I was floored by the fact that he was in prison. He did not take an oath to the king, nor the Church of England. And how did he was sent to America and was ceded Pennsylvania and set up a city? It is absolutely fascinating if you're any student of history. Just go to YouTube, look up William Penn, 1620, and I think you'll be floored. Very, very interesting.
All right.
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call and the info.
Got to take a break here, all right? We're a little behind, but we'll come back. Open line time. I'll chime a thought or two in here. And we got good Trump, bad Trump. Fun new segment of the show.
We could do this every day.
You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We could also do bad Democrats, worse Democrats as another segment.
Okay.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Hey, honey.
What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. And make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models, plus get 50% off accessories like coverlifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season. Heat in the winter, AC in the summer. Plus, 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now. At Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Wednesday morning. Gorgeous looking morning at that. Jeff and Scott with you. Again, the phone number to join the program is 814-954-7266.
All right. We'll get people fired up with Billy Idol. All right. That works. All right. Well, some things. I did a quick lookup. All right. Thanks to gadgets and gizmos.
Uh-huh.
When is it permissible to burn a flag? Well, you touched on this a little bit, but I looked it up.
Okay.
I guess this is according to the Department of Defense. It is permissible to burn a flag.
It's part of the government.
Department of Defense. It is permissible to burn a flag to retire an unserviceable flag. So, in other words, it's torn, it's tattered.
Yeah.
And I've seen some flags on flagpoles. I'm like, ooh. That flag's been up that pole for a long time, and it looks really bad. You should really get a new one. Well, what do you do then with the old one? It is permissible to burn a flag, it says here, but it should be done in a ceremonial and respectful manner. The approved method is to fold the flag, and I don't know if kids do this anymore. I remember doing this when I was a kid. I remember at one point I was on a group where we put the flag up every morning at school on the flagpole. And you folded it a certain way, and you unfolded it a certain way, and all that sort of thing. So you have to fold the flag in a ceremonial manner, place it on a ceremonial fire, salute it, and then say the Pledge of Allegiance or hold a moment of silence while the flag burns. That's the appropriate way to dispose of an old, tattered flag. Of course, that is not what we're talking about here. All right. It's ironic that the group FIRE, we've had them on our show, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, immediately this week came out and said, no, this is wrong. Trump, you're wrong. This is unconstitutional. This is not going to fly. The Supreme Court, let me see. This goes back to, wrong one. This goes back to 1989. The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that burning a flag is free speech. All right? Yes, I also find it reprehensible. When I see somebody burning a flag, that's my reaction. Okay? But it is a accepted form of free speech. This idea, we catch you burning a flag, you get a year in jail. No, he can't do that. And I think he knows that. But again, Donald Trump, he's at a point now, I'm going to solve all our problems. I'm going to solve them all by myself. Now, this is the part where the folks, fascists, you know, those people, they kind of tiny onto something, because that's not the president's job to solve all our problems. It's not the president's job. But this person is putting that mantle on his own shoulders, like, I'm going to save the country. I'm going to rule on everything. Well, no, that's not your job.
No, that's Taylor Swift and...
It's her job?
Well,
she'll write a song about it or something?
She and Travis Kelce are solving all of the world's problems.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That's what they're there
on their
for.
Podcast or
that's right.
Something.
They, okay. Yeah, they got it covered.
Very nice. Well, I'm glad we cleared that.
Uh-huh.
So, and it's interesting. Now, this goes back to 1989. Antonin Scalia, well-known Supreme Court justice, very conservative, voted among the five, he voted for the fact that that's really free speech.
Yeah.
We may hate it. We may find it despicable that person or group is doing that. But that's free speech. And no, you're not.
There are all kinds of things that you can do that you shouldn't do.
Like what?
Well, burning a flag would be an example.
Beating somebody to a pulp because they said something?
That would be another example. Running a marathon, for example. I mean, yeah, you can do it. Don't do that. That's insane.
Well, unless you're the Iron Man.
The
Iron
human Man body cool. isn't meant to do that, you knuckleheads.
Okay, come on. Just because we can't do it, and we can't, just like that would be really bad. I think I'd have a heart attack or something if I even tried. So, I mean, 1 year in jail, stays on your record. No, folks, he can't do that. He just can't. Now, this will go up the chain. This will probably end up somehow back at the Supreme Court, unless Trump and company finally realize, okay, we overreached. All right, forget about that one. All right, just let that one alone. Let's see where that one, the flag burning, actually goes. He can't do it, and he shouldn't do it. It's inappropriate. Let's take a call.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yeah, my phone still has issues.
Well,
hey,
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm thinking preferred way to
station.
Go ahead.
You know, to be modern, preferred way to, in a respectful way, burn your flag that's been hanging over the house with the light on it 24/7. Is to put it in a wooden box, have it escorted by a Vietnam Motorcycle Club to the American Legion, where they have a permit and a body cam, and they burn all the flags from the neighborhood. But, yeah, it's weird stuff. Now, I have some issue with my constitutional friend. There's a constitution that maybe eventually, after you sit in jail for 20 years, you'll be found innocent. But there's a, you know, effective law gets people like General Flynn to admit to a crime he didn't commit because he didn't want to bankrupt his family. And because President Trump maybe has billions of dollars to defend himself, great. But most of us don't. And most of the people who were arrested, including Center County folks, some of them 70 years old, for January 6th, for going into the house, the people's house, staying within the red ropes, went to jail and signed a guilty plea because they didn't want to bankrupt their families. So when we have these discussions, maybe we should talk about the Constitution versus the effective law. And what was the other thing? Back in the 70s, there was a show called Saturday Night Live, and there was a sketch performed by Richard Pryor and Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase represented the man, and he was interviewing Richard Pryor, who represented folks breaking through the middle class glass ceiling, and they did word association. And what's interesting about that sketch is the people in the audience laughed. Now, if they would do that same sketch today, maybe people in the audience would kill Chevy Chase.
They'd be horrified, yeah.
So I don't know if are we going backwards? Of course, there is no such thing as truth. We've talked about that, too.
Hmm.
So it's hard to tell if we're going backwards or forwards.
That's
leaving you with that.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. Thanks
appreciate
for your call.
The phone call.
I don't know. We're going sideways. I don't know. Boy, got some deep stuff here today. Beware the people that I refer to as political animals, because doesn't matter if it's left, right, up, or down, they will take anything they can do and twist it. And so, again, Donald Trump, hero! No, not in this one. No, he's overreaching. And I think he's probably overreached on a few things. That's why, you know, start the segment, good Trump, bad Trump. All right, it's like, okay, not that one over there. Nobody can probably tell Donald Trump what to do. All right, nobody. Not his family, not his chief of staff, nobody. He is who he is. Okay. On the one hand, that's not a bad thing. All right. You're your own person, all that sort of stuff. But on the other side, somebody needs to pull him aside. This is one man's opinion. Somebody needs to pull him aside somehow to say, sir, you can't do that. All right? You're not king. You're feeding the ammunition of those people out there. No kings! No kings! You're helping them. Why are you helping them?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? That's goofy. That's silly. It's wrong. You got to stop doing that. Do the good Trump stuff. All right? But this guy, he can't help himself. He's got to do the bad Trump stuff. All right? We'll take a break in a moment. He weighed in on the Cracker Barrel thing yesterday. And I'm thinking, Mr. President, don't you have something more important to do than worry about some restaurant's logo?
Got our logo back.
I mean, seriously? I mean, come on. All right, let's take our break right here, all right? We'll have one more segment. Yeah, Cracker Barrel, if you missed it. Well, they had some more interesting moves. It's interesting what makes a controversy. Here we go. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. If you'd like to chime in, you'll be able to do that in just a bit when we come back after this.
We don't just talk sports. The Fox. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like coverlifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Stay big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Nothing is more fun than a barrel on the logo, and it's back, baby! We're going to have some fun.
Oh, that's good.
Out at Cracker Barrel!
I haven't heard this tune in a while.
The gang's all headed over to Cracker Barrel to celebrate Travis Kelce. Taylor Swift.
Oh, yes.
With a big party.
See, now
Sydney Sweeney will be there
with her jeans.
We're going to get it all together here.
See, if the Cracker Barrel management is listening, guys, we're giving you ideas here.
That's right.
No logo changes, no changing the restaurant. All right. Now, if you somehow missed this, all right, last evening, Cracker Barrel's management threw in the towel.
Okay? Wisely.
Waved the white flag.
Wisely.
Well, kind of. Okay, now hold on. Now, maybe I've missed it, and if I missed it, quick call in and correct me, okay?
All right.
814-954-7266. So Cracker Barrel goes on social media last evening and puts up the white flag. Okay. And, you know, we talked about this on yesterday's show. If you missed it, by the way, 987thefox.info. Go to the Let's Talk interview section. All of our shows for, oh boy, months are all listed there. Great listening. Don't waste your time with television. Just listen to us. All right. You'll thank us later. So they came out with a release. A couple of days ago, which was, I mean, I read between the lines talking about it yesterday. It's like, all right, this is about as hokey and full of holes as it can get. So they come out with this release on social media last evening, okay? Quote, we thank our guests for sharing your voices and love for Cracker Barrel.
Uh-huh.
Translation is, man, did we mess this up. Yes, you did. We said we would listen, and we have. Our new logo is going away, and our old-timer will remain. Now, that's his name allegedly is Uncle Herschel.
That's right.
Okay. So they're not changing their logo, which I guess, all right, ring the bell. Yay, yay, yay. Now, again,
Grateful Nation celebrates.
I suppose. Now, at one point, again, Donald Trump goes on his social media outlet yesterday, and he slams Cracker Barrel for all this stuff. And then Cracker Barrel's management, again, not the local folks. They've got nothing to do with this.
No.
Right? Nothing. This is up the chain. They put up the white flag. Okay, we're not changing the logo. And then Trump goes on social media again. Congratulations, you did the right thing, blah, blah, blah. Now, nowhere in here do I see anything. Remember, they wanted to change the logo. They also wanted to change the layout of the restaurants. And one clip that I saw online where they did this or started doing this, they've got booths in the restaurant. I mean, it looks like almost any other restaurant. And as I followed this rather ridiculous story, I just got the feeling, again, you had some young, hip, cool, so-called marketing experts who think they're smarter than everybody else. And their idea was probably, we're going to wrench Cracker Barrel into the 21st century. We're going to make it look modern. That's not the brand. All right, we talked about brand yesterday. That's not the brand. It doesn't need booths. It doesn't need to look modern. It's supposed to be a country store. That's what people like about Cracker Barrel. And somehow these alleged experts totally miss this. All right, this is Bud Light all over again, but here, the Cracker Barrel management learned the Bud Light lesson. They didn't stick to their guns on this one. They realized the ship was going down, and rather than drown with it, they've decided to change their minds. Okay, we won't do that, and now they're bailing water out to try to get the ship back up.
They put the life vests on.
They did want to put the life vests on, I suppose. I really do wonder if the CEO of this company is going to be looking for a new job shortly. It's a lady in this case. I think she's going to be looking for a new job shortly. She's going to be on the unemployment line. And probably like Bud Light, she's going to be on the unemployment line. Good luck some other company hiring her. Because, she totally misread the audience. Now, what Cracker Barrel needs to do is turn a negative into a positive. You know, the old, what's the line? Turn a lemon into lemonade. All right. I've got to believe probably people going to Cracker Barrel, that number's probably gone up. I mentioned yesterday, and I still plan to do this. I haven't been to our local restaurant in a long time.
In this case, you'd want to turn it into Country Time.
Country Time Lemonade. Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be here all morning.
It's
tip
like
your
idea waiters. After idea that you get on this show, ladies and gentlemen. It's incredible. Sometime in the next, I don't know, week or two when I can carve out, like, for lunch or dinner or something, I want to go over and just have a meal. All right? Haven't been there in a long time. I haven't, okay? But I want to go. I'm guessing a lot of other people have probably had the same thought. Hey, I haven't been there in a long time. Let's go. I've got to believe their business has probably gone up, even with this controversy. Or maybe now, after this reversal, business will go up. All right? Now, the idea is, okay, maybe we've sort of headed in the right direction. We want to keep going that way. So, yeah, a Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce promotion might be a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get Sydney Sweeney in her jeans.
Yes.
Visiting a Cracker Barrel restaurant. And there she's walking in, and she's in the country store looking at gadgets and whatever. And she sits down and has some country fried steak. And we got some pictures of her, and she's smiling because she's beautiful and blah, 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 all that sort of thing. Turn a negative into a positive. Probably fire your marketing team, whoever came up with this harebrained idea. Go find some new people. Do some research. Realize that your brand is all about the country feel. And how can you further that feel to attract more customers coming into your restaurants? Folks, this is not hard.
Ta-da.
Okay? This is not difficult to figure out. But yet highly paid people like Bud Light come in and just, and I swear it's the young, hip, cool, we're smarter than you marketing expert. And folks, if you've got any kind of business, small business, medium, large business, you need to beware of these people because they don't know what they're doing. Now, there are marketing classes over at Penn State, you know, business classes and so on. This is a teachable moment. I'd love to be sitting in some of those classes like this week, next week, to see if professors, instructors are talking about this. This is a teachable moment for young future marketers. A, you're not as smart as you think you are. B, forget the modern crap and find the brand. All right, the real feel of a business or product or service. And then work that. Find ways to work that. Folks, this is not hard. I should be making way more money.
Mm-hmm.
I should be way more making.
Clearly.
This is not that difficult. All right, there we go. And don't burn a flag. Just, folks, don't do it. Just don't. All right. Hey, it's a beautiful, another one, Wednesday. Beautiful day. Get out and enjoy it. Have a terrific Wednesday. We'll see you back here again tomorrow morning.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. Hey.